Sex raises fascinating issues, rooted in our biology, pervaded by our intentionality, and normally directed at other human beings. Sexual desire is complex and not confined to specific mating seasons. Its pleasures are powerful and have ruined many lives. Men and women seem to exhibit a desire and experience sex differently. But these issues make it crucial to understand sexual desire, sexual pleasure, sexual activity, and even how society defines men and women, and even gender biases, sex as preferences, and to explore the moral aspects of sex. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Pulines and I'm your host. Today we are going to talk about a topic that a lot of people are so afraid and awkward to discuss, and that is sex. I am joined by someone who is very open-minded about this subject. He is a very smart, a well-made man, a daddy from the East, the sobrang guapo and sobrang funny. He is one of my dearest and nearest friend on Twitter Spaces. Please welcome my love, EJ. Yeah, another Twitter good friend of mine. Please welcome EJ. Hi, EJ!
Di ba may sariling palakpak? Hello, Tony. Good morning sa'yo. Good evening. Good day.
Good day. So, hindi ko sinabi na mayaman ka, ha?
Oh my God. Let's drop that topic.
How are you, EJ?
I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm having my coffee right now, so...
Good. Yeah. So I hope alam mo kung bakit kita in-invite dito, ha? It's all about sex. Okay, so...
Of course.
Hindi siguro yung sex na gusto mong iniisip. Hindi yung pag-uusapan hindi. Natin.
Ala ko kasi yung at first, yung pag-uusapan natin is all about, you know, proper positioning, ganun, gano'ng kasakit, mga ganyan.
Pwede rin tayo magbigay ng tips sa ganyan.
Pwede. Oo.
Kasi sex in general, malaki siya, di ba? Ang dami niyang sample. Mm-hmm. Sex can be discussed with regards to different things. So unahin natin yung pinaka-common sa ating dalawa, which is a member of the LGBTQ community.
Right.
So ang dami na, no? Ang dami ng spectrum. That's the word that yes. I was looking for. Ang dami ng spectrum ng ano ng LGBTQIA+ community. So ang alam ko dati, LGBT lang. Nagkaroon ng queer, ng Q, queer.
Yeah.
So, ano pa ba yung mga alam mong mga ano?
Baka next time, LGBTQ++ premium na friend, ganyan.
So, may mga ibang expression. Like, alam ko merong cisgender. Yung cisgender, hindi ko alam. Ano pala yon? Define for heterosexual.
Yeah, define your assigned gender at birth. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
So parang whatever, you know, the medical people would see during birth, that's what's assigned. So
yeah, so that's just parang ganun. Ano pang spectrum ang alam mo na
ayun yung sabi mo siguro one of which would be a gender, ganyan, 'di ba?
A gender meaning walang gender.
Parang they don't so these are people that probably they would describe it as having a lack of gender, so they don't feel like they are part of a gender. So like, for example, while others describe themselves as, you know, being neutral, or, you know, people often use the following words to, you know, to mean more or less than the same thing. So parang genderless siya.
So I can be attracted to anyone?
Not necessarily ganun eh. Parang a gender is like you can not be attracted to anyone or be attracted to anyone, but probably yung ganong feeling, you'd probably be under gender fluid kasi at some point you'll probably see yourself as part of one gender, but mm-hmm. then over time you'll change na, ay, hindi pala ako ganyan. Pero yung agender talagang absence of gender siya.
Mm-hmm.
So, pwedeng hindi ka may in love, pwede ka may in love sa isang specific gender. Mm-hmm. Pero ikaw mismo, sa sarili mo, you don't, you know, consider yourself as part of a spectrum. Parang gano'n.
Okay.
Weird, no? Pero apparently may gano'n pala.
Meron. Oh, tsaka meron pa. I've heard about as being asexual. Meron ding asexual, di ba? So, ano naman yung asexual? Walang, and they don't believe in sex?
Oh, parang they don't want to get involved in anything sexual. Like, any sexual activity. Walang feelings, walang attraction, walang associations, non-sexual siya. Ganon.
Parang ayoko maging...
May ganon akong kilala.
Ayoko maging asexual.
Oh.
Parang
ayoko din.
Meron kang kakilala na asexual?
Meron. So whenever we talk about parang sex, it parang bothers her. Babae to ha. It bothers her because she doesn't like believe in any sexual activity. She doesn't believe in reproduction. She doesn't believe in, as in, sobra. Apart from asexual, siguro parang hindi siya believer ng go to the world and multiply in a verse sa Bible. Yung mga ganun.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, is it coming from a trauma or...
I tried to ask about it. Yeah, I tried to ask her about it. But apparently, she wasn't comfortable disclosing. Basta, natitrigger lang siya when it comes to sexual. But my gut feel is that she's coming from a place where, yung sabi mo nga, na-trauma siya. Probably from her childhood. Ganun.
Probably, no? Kasi I don't think any person will be... I don't know. Maybe. And then there's a pansexual who is attracted to any type of gender.
Correct. Hindi siya limited to any sexual choice. Yes.
Wow. That's very interesting, no? Yun yung pinaka-interesting na spectrum na gusto kong ano. Kasi you're not limited loving or at being attracted to anyone.
Totoo. Diba? Hindi siya, ang gender kasi parang para sa akin, hindi siya uso-uso lang.
Mm-mm.
Alam mo yun? Kasi yung mga kabataan yun, feeling la, pag sabihin kong bye ako, ayan, uso yan. Ibig sabihin, pag bye ka, ano ba tawag dito? Pag bye ka, ang feeling nila is, bakla ka pero mukha kang lalaki. Yun yung feeling nila. Oo. So, yun yung maganda lang sa parang sa gender, sa spectrum ng gender at saka, you know, sexual orientation. Kasi, ang dami.
Alam mo, nung una, when I was in the Philippines, hindi ako naniniwala sa bisexuality. Kasi parang feeling ko, up until now, yung bisexuality amongst the gender expression, this is one of the gender expression na not used properly by a lot of people.
Totoo.
Kasi maraming tao na ano eh, lalo sa Philippines, kasi there's a lot of people na maraming hang-ups, parang it's easier to admit that I'm bi rather than to admit that I'm gay.
Gay, correct.
I don't get it. Parang bisexuality is a safe place for a lot of people rather than being called openly gay.
Totoo. They use it for convenience when they hook up, right? So parang it sounds better than, you know, telling them straight up that I'm gay. Alam mo yun? Kasi feeling nila pag gay, ano na agad, effeminate na agad, mababuhok na. Totoo. And ayokong maging hypocrite. I also felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like siguro 10, 11 years ago. And then when I moved here sa Manila, wherein, you know, mas civilized yung mga tao. I'm not saying na hindi civilized yung mga tao dun sa ano. Pero probably yung access to education and information dito sa Manila is probably just different from the province, right? So, nung na-expose ako sa mga different kinds of gender, different kinds of, sexuality, dun ko na-realize na, hindi pala ako bisexual. I mean, I did fuck a girl before because I had a girlfriend, di ba? I had girlfriends. And the sensation was good, but I feel like I'm gay. But I can still fuck a girl. Mm-hmm. But I don't consider myself as bisexual. Kasi, parang when you say siguro ngayon, if sa terminology na bisexual talaga, when you can fall in love with a girl, have sex with a girl, at the same time, the same level as men. Parang ganun.
Hindi mo kaya inisip, friend? Baka na-pansexual ka.
Hindi din, friend. Kasi I tried to really look it that way, na parang, what if makipag-sex ako sa transgender? Kunwari, na may pep, ay, transsexual.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, or transgender, di ba? Mm-hmm. Pero hindi friend eh. I'm not sure kasi I probably wasn't given the chance pa. Like, wala ako sa ganun
situation. Hindi mo pa na-explore properly.
Correct. Hindi, wala akong chance to explore. So, if probably given the chance to explore, siguro doon ko ma-conclude.
Wait. I think siguro talaga yun yung keyword, no? You have to explore right. Para malaman mo yung sexuality mo. Yung ano, yung gender expression mo. Great.
Totoo, okay. Friend. Hindi siya limited sa yung dahil nabasa mo lang sa internet, yun ka na.
Oo, okay, ikaw.
Parang hindi siya ganun. Oo. Tama.
Like yung pinag-usapan natin yung sa bisexuality, parang ano, no, parang you have to explore it talaga. Kasi sasabihin mo na bisexual ka, tapos hindi ka pa naman pala nagkaroon ng relationship sa isang babae. Pero as I said nga, hindi ako naniniwala doon. When I came here in the UK, until I dated one bisexual, then that's when I learned na, oh my God, totoo pala. It does exist. Unfortunately, it's not well-defined sa Philippines.
Totoo.
Right, okay. So apart from that, meron naman mga tinatawag sa sex talaga, yung mga bottom
positions.
Positions. So yung bottom is the one who receives.
Mm-hmm.
And top is the one who gives.
Who gives, yeah.
This is the context of penetrative sex, ha?
Yes. Oh, well, actually, in the context of penetrative penetration and blowjobs, I'd say if a top doesn't want to blow, but they want to get blown.
Yeah.
Parang ganun.
Okay. So top. And then you have versa top, you have a versa bottom. So you pagka sinabing versa bottom, you can be both top and bottom, but you prefer to be bottom. Kasi pag versa top,
so
you can be both bottom and top, but you prefer to be top. Ayan, definition.
So ang pagkakaintindi ko sa versa bottom is that you're bottom, but you can be sucked. I mean, you love getting sucked, but you can't top. You can't penetrate. Parang ganun. Kasi may mga pure bottom na they don't want to get sucked. Eh.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yun yung pagkakaintindi ko, ha. Tapos sa versa top naman is I love to suck but I don't get fucked. Yun yung pagkaintindi ko. Pero when you were saying it kanina, parang, oh, make sense din naman, no? Parang ganun. I'm not sure, ha, kung ano talaga yung real definition niya.
Parang mali, I don't know, it is interesting you put it that way. Kasi dito, ang alam ko, when you say versa top, you can be versatile, but you prefer to be top. Pag sinabi mo versa bottom, you can versa, pero you prefer to be bottom. Parang ganun, actually, alam ko ganun ng definition dito. Kasi people can indulge to, although most of the people here indulge in oral sex kasi.
Ah, okay.
Bihira yung sasabihin na I don't do it. Everyone mm-hmm. does it. Parang it's basic mm-hmm. already. That's probably the reason why the definition is different.
Possible. Baka iba-ibang ano, ibang country. Parang different school, different ano, pronunciation.
Oh, interesting to usapan na to. Biro mo yung versa bottom versa top. Has a different context.
Oh, guys, sa mga nakikinig dyan, iba ang versa top and versa bottom definition sa London. Oh.
or probably in any parts of the world. Or maybe I am, i-research ko yan. I will make a note of that one.
Yeah. Now, pero with your definition, friend, I think it makes more sense. Para sa akin ngayon.
Diba, it does make sense. Kasi parang,
yes.
Di ba parang, versa, no?
Oh, kasi may parang, pure versa, like me. Pure versa ako kasi I love both.
Mm-hmm.
I love to get fucked, I love to fuck. Parang mm-hmm. ganun.
Yeah.
Pure versa ako, hindi ako versa top, hindi ako versa bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ganun. Okay.
Nice. And then, ang isa pa sa mga issues sa sexuality is lately ngayon, nauuso na yung proper use of pronoun. And, exactly. And Instagram has installed an option to, alam mo, gamitin mo yung pronoun mo. Kaya lang parang mm-hmm. feeling ko lang din sa pronoun. Like if I'm a gay man, I will use the pronoun he, him, and his.
Mm-hmm.
sa cisgender, ganun din. He, him, he, him, and his then. So parang wala rin palang pinagkaiba. So parang pagka lesbian, ano ang pronoun nila?
Depende din siguro sa lesbian. Like there are lesbians kasi. That's probably why pronouns are not imposed, di ba? Parang pronouns are, it's your option to use it or it's your option on how you want to be called. So you, if you opted to be called, like if you're a lesbian, tapos you wanted to be called a him or, you know, he, pronouns mo din, go.
Yeah. The good thing about pronoun, no, you can dictate your pronoun. Society cannot dictate your pronoun.
Exactly.
Yeah, make sense. Kasi kung ano nga naman ang preferred mong pronoun. Pero yung misgendering is another issue din. Kasi parang, I remember yung first episode ko, transgender yung friend ko. Nag-ano siya, nag-transition siya. So for the longest period of time, ang alam ko pangalan niya, yung pangalan nung gay man pa siya. So, totoo. During the interview, parang tatlong beses kami nag-record kasi I keep calling him Randy, her, Randy, na hindi na pala dapat kasi her name is different and her pronoun is different already. So, a couple of times, I misgender the person. So, mali po yun. So, I learned a lot about it. Oh, tap, wait, going back pa pala, meron pa palang tinatawag na yung sexual position, yung sides.
Alam yung mo, sides pa? Actually, hindi ko pa rin maintindihan yan hanggang ngayon.
Alam mo tong sides na to, tawang-tawa ako. Nung nalaman ko to, tawang-tawa ako. Kasi parang, ha? Ganun lang pala tawag doon. So basically, sides is people who just indulge on oral sex.
And jack off. Oo. Oral and they jack off.
Oo, akala ko yung sides is ano lang, is oral lang. So kasama pala yun.
Mm-mm, kasama yon. Parang, well, the way I understand it, kasama yon. Kaso nga lang, I was confused kasi when you say like sides, siguro automatically okay, bawal tayong mag-penetration. Pero pwede mo naman sabihin sucking.
Yun nga eh, yung mga definition of term na parang hirap, parang i-confuse ka pa. Alam mo, ano ko lang yan, natutunan ko lang yan sides na yan. Alam mo ba yung her, yung term ng sides na yan, last year lang.
Mm-mm.
I never heard of it. I swear, I never heard of
actually,
it.
Actually, kasi recent lang din siya lumabas.
Oh, okay.
Diba?
Yeah.
Oh, recent lang siya. So I think it's not really like something, terminology na official siyang ginagamit as part of like a definition of whatever, like sexual positions or sexual preferences, diba?
Okay.
So, yeah.
Ikaw ba sa palagay mo, magkakaroon ka ng long-term relationship na ang partner mo only wanted to indulge as sides?
Actually, that's a very interesting question, no? Kasi when I always make it a point that we set expectations. Dating pa lang to. Kasi sinabi ko na to dati sa mga spaces and sa mga friends ko na when I date someone, I make sure na naiintindihan namin kung ano yung kung compatible ba kami sa sex. Kasi sex is important for me. It's going to be a very important part of our relationship. Kasi kung wala yun, but if ever, kunwari, dating pa lang, tapos sasabihin niya na side lang siya, and then we had that, you know, side, we did that, di ba, while dating. Tapos sobrang nagustuhan ko yung, di ba, yung nangyaring activity, like when he sucks, he probably would do it like parang mawawala yung iris ko. Di ba? Yung mata ko sobrang sarap. Kasi may mga masasarap talagang sumubo. Yes. Meron talagang iba fail talaga. Yung parang ngipin lang yung ginagamit. So parang gamitin mo naman yung gilagid mo. Di ba? Masakit friend, kasi yung ngipin,
friend. Paano mo mapapahiwala yung ngipin sa gilagid?
Di ba? Yung parang sa sobrang galit mo na lang, tanggalin na lang yung ngipin mo, gilagid mo na lang yung ano mo. Parang ganun. Pero ayun, when I do that, tapos nagustuhan ko naman yung yung sides namin na activity, maybe I can consider.
Okay.
I would consider. Yeah.
Okay. Trivia, I had yung one of my longest relationship were just both sides.
Wow. Oh, see? For as long as it worked.
Yeah, it works for me and him. We're masaya na on that level. So yeah, ang ano ang taya lang kasi parang kasi naman noon during our time or my time parang hindi ganun ka expressive or ka ano eh, ka yung mag-explore sa sex yung tao. Mm-hmm. So parang parang feeling natin ang either ganito lang ang gagawin mo or ganyan dahil ayaw mong mag-penetrate, edi we'll just concentrate and do this like in a way na masaya, masarap and all.
Totoo, ganyan, totoo.
Oral sex. So, so yun, nagtagal yun na ganun lang. But,
diba? Okay,
it is what it is. Siyempre, pagdating dito, iba na. Ang dami mo na na-explore.
Ah.
Now, isa sa mga part din ng sex na pag-uusapan natin is obviously yung mga sexual, not really sexual app, is those app that involves meetups and hookups.
Hookups.
And, we can be very honest that we've used some of those. Ano yung mga favorite?
Ay, ako friend, hindi.
Oh! Ang plastic!
Bakit ka judgmental, friend? I don't use those apps.
Oy, ano, ako, I use Grindr, pero hindi ko siya masyadong ginagamit kasi meron akong isang website na pinupuntahan. Pag na Planet Romeo exists on my phone, pero nagagamit ko siya if I'm in the Philippines. Oh my God, sorry. I'm excited.
Meron pa bang Planet Romeo?
Kasi sa Philippines, meron paling Planet Romeo.
Tapos ah, totoo?
Meron, yeah, merong G-app. So, yun lang. Yun lang ang, ikaw, anong ginag, ikaw ba, pag nag-meet, where do you meet people?
LinkedIn.
Seryoso? Sa LinkedIn?
Hindi, joke lang. Joke lang. I've experienced one.
Katambay nang ako sa LinkedIn. Seryoso, may experience.
Oo, pero blank profile siya. So, ayun. And I'm not sure kung bakit ko siya na-accept, pero probably in-accept ko yun nung mga first few years pa lang ng LinkedIn. Ganun. But anyway, I use Grindr and yun lang. Wala na akong ibang. May ibang mga nagpaparamdam sa Facebook, ganun, sa Instagram, pero like, legit na may friends kami, we follow each other. Parang ganun.
Wait, so dali, di ba merong ano, dating, meron dating sa inside Facebook?
Ah, meron ba?
Meron! May dating inside Facebook.
Alam yun na.
Alam ko kasi member ako noon. I subscribe.
Ah.
Meron, yung heart.
Ah, dating. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Dating. Meron.
Oh my God. Ay, sorry.
Hindi mo alam. Meron. Kaya lang, alam mo, maraming bogus dyan, friend.
Oo.
Maraming bogus dyan. Alam mo ba, yung tipong, alam mo na nga yung tinipe mo yung sexuality mo and all, tapos ang message sa'yo, nung una, mga nag-message sa akin, mga ano, mga tipong Korean, Taiwanese na mga parang akala mo, model, actor, ang gagwapo. And then only to find out, it's more of like Bitcoin.
Oh my God.
Tapos yung mga babae na ang kamatch ko babae, parang oh my God, I stop. Kaya hindi ko na siya pinapasok. But yeah, yung app na yan.
So ako Grindr okay. Yung inaano ko.
Mm-hmm. Di ba meron pa sa Philippines na Glued? O Blued?
Blued.
Do you use that? No?
Ano yun?
Ginagamit mo yung Blued o Grindr?
No. No, Grindr lang. Meron din gumagamit ng ano eh, Tinder. I used to use Tinder, pero hindi ko masyado nagustuhan. Wala lang. Parang sa sobrang dami sigurong app.
Hindi ko pa ma-explore yung Tinder. Hindi ko siya maintindihan kung ano. Kasi parang
swipe.
You need to pay?
Hindi. No, you don't have to pay. So para siyang Grindr din. Pero it's not just limited to gays. It's it's open for everyone. So, nasa preference mo yun, isa-set mo yun kung sino lang yung gustong i-meet mo, male ba or female. Ganon. So, isa-set mo yun doon. Tapos, swipe left, swipe right ka lang. So, pag nagustuhan mo yung tao, swipe right mo. Tapos, malalaman mo yan, magpa-pop up yan kung may nag-match. Ibig sabihin ng match, nag-match kayo na you like each other.
Okay.
Parang ganon.
So, before the pandemic happens, when was the last time you've used ano, Grindr?
Yesterday.
Hindi ganito. I think we both use Grindr anyway. So, meron ka ba mga rules na sinusunod in meeting another person?
Yes. So, I've tried a lot of things. Una, dati, I really don't I really don't meet people na hindi nagsasend ng picture. So I up until now naman, I still want them to send pictures kasi I'll send you a picture as well. So parang ang rule of thumb kasi sa Grindr dito sa Philippines, I'm not sure dyan, is that courtesy. So pag ikaw yung unang nag-message sa akin and then both of us wala tayong picture,
mm-hmm,
then since ikaw yung first nag-message, ikaw yung may interest. So ikaw yung magsasend ng picture first.
Yeah. The same thing.
Same thing dyan. So, yeah. Ganon. And I still follow that. So now, kung hindi yan kaya ni sir, so sabihin ko, sige, if you want, ngayon naging open ako for blind meetup. But the blind meetup needs to happen in a public place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, tapos I'll set up the place then at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, sasabihin ko sa iyo na if we're gonna meet there, sa specific place, at a specific time, make sure na, or not make sure, but we're gonna have to decide there kung go ba or hindi. So hindi yung parang tipong blind meet up tapos go kahit hindi mo naman nagustuhan in person. Parang ganon.
Yeah, okay, got it. Kasi ganon din naman nung unang panahon eh, na dati nga, wala pang lahat. As in, blind date talaga. As in, literal na blind date, hindi mo alam. So either sabihin mo na hindi. So sa Grindr, ganyan din dito, courtesy pa din. And then, may mga tao pa din na nag-i-insist na, I'm good looking, you're going to like me. Ganyan.
Ganun, no? Ang confident.
Ganyan. I'm good looking, you're going to like me. I'm this height, I'm this built, I'm clean, yung mga ganyan. Sige, papunta ako sa bahay mo. Pero pag hindi tayo nagkagustuhan, then it's fine, I can just go home.
Mm-hmm.
So masyado kasing straightforward yung mga tao dito. So minsan okay lang din, minsan naman parang, I think I did it like twice. Fortunately, okay naman sila. Pero yung isa talagang parang hinila ko agad sa pinto, papasok.
See, masarap. Ganun.
Wow, oh. Parang saan talaga sabi ko sa sarili ko, shit, jackpot.
Diba? Sarap na mga ganun eh.
Yung mga ganun, yung parang ano, parang hindi mo alam. Pero,
oo, yung parang horny ka na, pagkakita mo palang sa mukha niya, parang shit, wala na, nag-pre-cum ka na.
meron ka pa bang mga rules na pina-follow sa Grindr? Pag mag-meet ka, meron ka bang mga inaano na, kasi you talk, no? You have to get consent and all that.
Correct, oo. I do get consent. Parang part ng setting of expectations 'yon. Mm-hmm. Parang tipong syempre i-set mo yung expectation ko, ano yung position mo, ano yung preference mo sa bed.
Okay. Ganun. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, cuz if hindi, walang surprise. Mm-hmm. Pero ang nakakatawa kasi dito sa Philippines, sasabihin nila, "Oh, pure top ako, ganyan ganyan." Ako, sige, pure top. Versa naman ako eh. Versa naman ako. So okay lang, 'di ba? So sige, pure top ka, ganyan. Tapos magse-send ng dick pic, ala, laki ganyan. Okay, game. Nagkita. Ngayon, nagsisex na kami. Siyempre, sarap na sarap na. Tapos biglang sinubo yung ano ko, titi ko. Tapos tutuwad. Although, okay lang sa akin yun kasi versa ako, di ba? So, ano sa akin yun? Advantage sa akin yun kasi I get to fuck the guy. But I think it's unfair kasi for like, for example, pure bottoms. It's unfair sa kanila na hindi sila comfortable isang bagay tapos hindi man force but parang sinabi mo correct, nag-set kayo ng expectation na 'di ba na top ka tapos biglang tumuwad ka sa harap ganyan. Kaya importante sa akin yun, friend, yung setting of expectations tapos yung syempre hygiene, dapat nagfo-floss ganyan
at saka nagdudush.
Yes, pag bottom syempre nagdudush kasi
kailangan nila pumunta sa bottom. Ano yung
bottom cafe? Bottom restaurant ba 'yun? Totoo. Katawang-tawa ako doon.
Share natin sa kanila yung bottom cafe. Teaser ko 'yan sa episode. yeah, so you have that ano pa mga expectations mo, friend?
Yun lang naman, friend. Ako actually hindi ako masyado picky sa face.
Mm-hmm.
Although medyo picky ako sa body build. So gusto ko yung, ayoko ng sobrang payat. Gusto ko yung lean lang, tamang lean lang, or muscled, okay din. Pero gustong-gusto ko din yung may mga fats pa, ganyan.
Chubby?
Oo, mga chubby, ganyan.
Mga chan?
Hindi ako mas... Ha?
May mga chan.
May mga chan.
May mga beer belly.
Oo, ganyan. Okay. Okay lang din ako sa ganun. Pero yung tipong sobrang payat, ganun yung parang twink na talaga. Pwede din, pero hindi ako masyado turned on.
Okay. Okay, good. Meron na, ako, pareho din naman tayo. That's I think that's basic expectations, no? Kailangan magkasundo kayo kung ano yung position. Magkakasundo kayo kung anong gagawin and all. That's informed consent. That's very
true.
And then the other thing na pwede natin, ako, hina-highlight ko lagi, yung nga, yung hygiene, nakakatawa kasi di ba dito, uncircumcised sa mga lalaki.
Mm-mm.
So, pag darating, ang sasabihin ko, oh yeah, would you mind to use the loo? So, pinapupunta ko muna sa toilet para alam nila na, okay.
Linis talaga.
It's a signal na you have to clean first. Parang ganyan. So, ganun. Para wala rin namang surprises.
Totoo.
Kasi mahirap naman yung tipong
may cheese.
Wala na ako ng gana. Oh, yes, true. It's true. Yun. Diba? And then, ano pa? Ano kasi yung minsan kasi 'di ba sa sobrang height ng libog parang ang bilis natin mag-decide na mag-meet na.
Mm-mm.
Yan. Ako I use my gut feel a lot. Yun kasi parang I need to discern yung gut feel ko kasi baka mamaya I'll meet the wrong person eh.
True.
Kasi mahirap kasi ikaw yung mag-entertain eh. I don't travel to hook up. I accommodate to hook up. So, medyo malakas ang loob ko. Pero, as I said, I discern na kailangan magamit ko yung gut feel ko kasi I need to make sure that I'm going to be safe.
Totoo. Safety first talaga.
Mm.
Pretty much the same. I host, I don't necessarily go to places na hindi ko alam tsaka hindi ko kilala din naman ang tao kasi matik, di ba?
Mm.
Stranger yan, di ba? So, that's why I use my own place. Yeah. And then, lahat ng mga gamit ng mga valuable things ko, tapos may pati mga kutsilyo, ganyan, nakatago na yun. Mahirap na, friend.
Dapat may nakatago kung ako meron akong hindi kutsilyo, meron akong isang wood dito na nakatago sa may window na may pako.
Ah, para ano?
Para if in any case, alam kong siya yung kukuhain ko and then that's it. That's my weapon. Ganun. Pero again, I know, nagtatago din ako ng mga gamit. Pero not necessarily kasi dito naman, awa ng Diyos, talaga din
ako. So far,
it's been okay. Pero syempre,
inamay mo pa yung Diyos.
You can despite, hindi mo naman mag-dispute yung fact na may mga talaga may magta-try ng
ganyan. Oo, yan.
Oo,
totoo yan.
So, kaya yan, ang ano nga diyan, pagka makikipag-meet, I need to have an informed consent para alam ko 'yung gagawin ko. I host kasi gusto ko maging safe 'yung place where I'm do it and it has to be with a safe person as well. 'Yung safe person lahat ha, pati syempre 'yung and you have to play safe.
Yeah.
All the time. You can't indulge on something na with a stranger. No matter how gapo, how sarap, and how nalure
clean ka, or clean looking.
Yeah, never ever talaga. Yung isa sa mga bagay na hindi pwedeng compromise. Non-compromise right. Talaga yung that you right. Have to be safe. Use condom, use protection.
Yes, 100%. Kasi ulit-ulitin natin to, yung condom will protect you from almost everything. If the condom, if nagtagal yung condom na hindi siya nabutas, not just HIV. Kasi ang perception kasi ng iba, tingin nila, lalo na sa community natin, HIV lang yung pwede mong, parang makuha sa sex.
There's a lot of sexually transmitted diseases.
Exactly, diba? So may iba pa dun, mga parasite talaga that would stay in your system na forever. So yun yung mga bagay na yun, hindi yun kasi ang iba pag nakaka-chat ko parang no, I prefer bareback because bareback is more parang masarap kasi skin to skin ganyan. Ano naman ako, nagpe-prep ako tapos sasabihin pa na I had myself checked for a couple of weeks ago ganun. Hindi siya ganun eh. I mean, hindi talaga ako magiging comfortable.
Hindi
lalo na pag oo, lalo na dito kasi I don't think majority ng mga tao dito or majority ng mga kaibigan natin sa community natin, they still don't know how to clean. Diba? my proper way of cleaning eh.
Mm.
Imaginein mo, ipapasok mo yung titi mo, bare, tapos pag bunot mo, may nakasuksok na tayo dun.
Oh my God!
Buti sana kung tayo ilang friend. Paano kung ano? Angkong yung lumabas.
Di ba sabi? Now, speaking of condom, napansin ko sa Philippines, walang masyado mga condom dispenser. It's not free. You have to buy it. And one of the things na naranasan ko is a lot of people have this dilemma on buying condoms. I think we need to normalize in buying condom kasi when you buy condom, it's not because actually you need to be proud that you're actually buying condom because one, you're being responsible sa actions mo. So, kasi yung mga tao mag-iisip na yan ang mag-iisip sa'yo. And then, bakit mo iisipin yung iisipin ng ibang tao? At least ikaw nag-enjoy ka and at the same time, you're being responsible. Pinoprotektahan mo yung sarili mo and yung partner mo.
Totoo yan. Philippines kasi is a country full of stigma and taboos.
Oh, like, yeah. I can't stress enough na dapat hindi nahihiya yung mga tao to buy such things like condom. Yeah. That's very basic. Huwag po kayong mahiya bumili ng condom because it can save your life sa mga maraming bagay na inconvenient, especially the sexually transmitted diseases. Okay lang ako yung mga sexually transmitted diseases na madaling i-treat. Paano kung halimbawa ang makuha nyo HIV, that's gonna be in your system for the rest of your life.
So, totoo yan.
Because you are so embarrassed to buy a condom.
Totoo. And not just sa mga makikinig dito, Tony, no? Not just the people around or in our community, but also those young generations ngayon sa heterosexual na community na they also have to be very responsible. Lalo na pag nasa age na kayo where, you know, consensual sex is okay na, di ba?
Yeah.
Think of it na pag yan pumutok, at nabuo yung responsibility mo while you're a student, sobrang laking responsibility niyan. You know, if you're not ready to raise a child, it's unfair to the child.
True.
Yun lang. Kasi, di ba, apart sa sakit, yung mga friends natin sa, na mga straight, you know, feeling nila ang enjoy, na-enjoy nila. Although, masarap din naman kasi yung walang condom sa babae.
Masarap ba talaga walang condom, friend?
Sa babae, friend. Oo, masarap talaga yung skin to skin.
Isa pa sa mga ano na pinag-uusapan sa dating app o sa sex, sa hookups, yung tinatawag na preferences versus discrimination. Like, halimbawa, may isang tao na sasabihin niya no FM or gusto niya mga masculine to masculine lang. Anong take mo doon? Is it a preference or a form of discrimination?
So, I think sa mga taong naglalagay niyan sa profile nila, it's either meron sila talagang purpose to discriminate or baka unknowingly, parang feeling nila sa kanila naman, they're not discriminating but the receiver on the other side would feel that that's discrimination. So, I think, ako, I can't really say na it's discrimination but I think there's a better way to put that on your profile. So parang kumbaga, if you want to if you really prefer masculine, you put that on a verbiage na I would prefer parang masculine ganun. Guys, ganun. And then probably put something in there that please respect my preference. Parang ganun. Kasi may iba ding profiles na parang medyo bastos din talaga eh. Parang bawal halata, bawal mga ganun.
Oo diba? Naman, parang, talaga. Parang ano?
Bawal halata. That's, feeling ko yan, friend, discrimination. Yung pag sasabihin mo, bawal halata, bawal ano. Diba? Bawal transgender, bawal, ayok, bawal mataba, bawal matanda. Yung mga ganung bagay. Friend, ilang beses ako nasabihan ng ganyan.
Talaga?
Oo, na parang tipong sasabihan ako na, naku, matanda ka na, ginaganyan-ganyan ako. So parang, okay, I let it slide lang. Kasi mga bata, like 20. Around our area kasi mga bata, friend. Diyos ko. Ayan.
Well, marami naman taong nagkakagusto sa mga daddy. So let's stick to them. Let's
yes.
Ako naman.
Ikaw, ano thoughts, no, friend?
Kasi sa akin, discrimination has always the questions of legality and rights.
Mm-hmm.
Pag sinabi mong discrimination. Yung preferences kasi walang saklaw nung ano eh, ng rights na na-violate.
True.
Parang ganyan. So parang feeling ko lang, pagka tinanong ka, ano bang gusto mong maging boyfriend? I prefer someone who's tall, who's singket, mm-hmm. who's mestizo. So paano na yung short at saka yung medyo malaki mata at saka yung ano? Although, ang context nga lang nun, it's not written for someone to be offended. Kaya lang, mm-hmm. pag na-offend ka naman, your emotions and your pride, hindi siya nasasaklawan ng isang rights ng tao eh. Ng legality, parang ganyan.
Bagay.
Mm-hmm. So, kaya parang ang akin, parang, why are you going to let your emotions and your pride matter? Eh, ikaw din naman, meron ka rin namang choice. At saka, alam mo, mm-hmm. kita mo naman na bawal ang FM, sana lumayo ka na lang din, wag ka na makapag-discourse sa tao na,
discourse.
Bakit nakikipag, ito. Bakit ito lang ang hanap mo, ganyan? Eh, hanap niya yun eh. Yun, dun lang naman ang matter ko sa akin. Pero, para sa akin, it's a preference. It can offend a lot of people, but hey, preferences din naman talaga can be offending pagka inano natin yung emotions. Kasi para sa akin yung the word discrimination has something to do with legality and rights. Yun yung take.
Tama. I actually agree with you on that one. Sa mga naglalagay lang sa profile, maybe ang lesson learned lang doon, just to not to make it a little more complicated, although preference mo rin naman yan. Siguro one good thing or good
take, gusto ko yung take mo na sana na lang people will put, kala alam mo yung extra word will help, no?
A bit correct. Uh-huh.
Parang I prefer someone who's masculine, more masculine. Diba?
Correct. Oo. I prefer
na, as sana bawal. Lahat ng tao ginagawa na lang yun, no?
Correct.
It will kasi be, the world will be a better place pagka isang word na dinagdag mo nagiging iba.
Totoo.
Well done ka dun, friend. Maganda yung sinabi mo na yan. Maganda yun.
Mm-hmm. Madami kasi na-offend, friend. Tapos makikita mo sa Twitter, magpo-post ng mga conversations nila sa Grindr. Tapos parang, feeling mo, may mga times na feeling mo naman, good intention naman yung sinasabi ng lalaki. Pero mm-hmm. parang inano mo, parang, ano ba tawag dyan? Parang iniba mo yung, naiba yung tone ng usapan kasi parang, parang na-offend ka. Alam mo yun? So,
alam ko minsan yung mga ibang tao na challenge and all kasi they wanted to prove a point. Pero sana, iwasan na lang natin makapag-discourse. Pagka nakita mo yung profile na eto yung hanap, huwag ka na mag-attempt kung masyadong effeminate ka naman masyado. Or, di ba? Pag
totoo,
it's not
totoo.
You, may kaya nga may rin tinatawag na tribe sa ano, di ba? Sa Grindr. Para malaman mo kung anong tribe ka, para malaman
tribe mo
yung algorithm na pumapasok sa'yo.
And people don't use that all the time dito sa Pilipinas. So that's why it's important. Guys, naka nakikinig, gumamit kayo ng tribe.
True. Kasi kung halimbawa tribe ko, daddy ako, ang makikita ko sa algorithm ko is people who wanted to meet daddies.
Correct.
Diba? Gamitin niyo yung tribe mm-hmm. para wala kayong problema. Kesa naman. Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm. Dito naman, meron sinasabi na hindi mas to mas. Ang ina dito, H&H. So high and hung. So meaning to say, ang gusto nila ng hung na tao, ma-hung, and then gusto nila high. Meaning to say, they indulge in drugs.
Okay.
So high and hung. So yun naman dito. Very rare ka na makakakita ng prefect ng ano, ng mask for mask. Walang ganyan. Pero meron na I prefer na race. Tapos walang Asian. Pero I don't get offended kasi
preference nila yan eh.
Preference nila yan. Ayoko mm-hmm. din naman ng black. But that doesn't mean mm-hmm. I'm racist. Mm-hmm. Pero minsan people tend to be so emotional
mm-hmm.
para feeling nila ma-offend. I mean, your emotion should not be part of that kasi sex hook up nga yun, no? Hindi mo kailangan gamitan ng emosyon.
Correct. Masyadong na-overdo ang emotions, friend. No? Like, people feel like, well, every one of us are entitled to our own emotions. But, yeah. But we're not entitled to using it just because. Diba? Oo. Parang we still have to be very careful with our emotions. Tapos, biglang ipapahiya mo yung tao or ikakas mo sa chat. Alam mo yun, parang ang pangit naman pag ganun.
Anyway. Right. So apart from that, ang isa pa sa mga scope ng sex is the sex in the society itself, di ba? Mm-hmm. The sex as in gender in society. So how can we create a better world nga de, sabi nila, with that values? Iba kasi yung ano, no? Iba kasi yung men versus women. We're lucky. Mm-mm. You guys are lucky in the Philippines na mas maraming CEO ng mga babae. In the more progressive country, konti lang ang CEO ng mga babae. Well dominated by men.
True.
So you guys are lucky. So ano yung take mo doon na you have more women boss? Or are you, do you mind having a female boss?
I don't mind. I don't mind at all. So,
pero sorry, nagkaroon ka rin ng male and female boss. Ano yung yes. difference nila? Anong difference ng isang male boss to a female boss?
So, ang male, I think cliche ito, pero I think this happens all the time. So, nagkaroon ako ng male, like straight male. Nagkaroon ako ng male na gay boss. Mm-hmm. Tapos nagkaroon din ako ng female boss. Magkaiba yung tatlo. Yung si male, very straightforward siya. Like, if you say, I'm not feeling well, parang ganun. I need to go, parang ganun. Sasabihin na, sige, go. Ganun lang.
Mm-hmm.
Or, sabihin mo, okay boss, this is what's happening. Although we don't call our bosses boss, ha, mm-hmm. just use that parang first name basis kasi kami sa company namin. So
sorry to cut you. Is it just on your company or generally in the Philippines you still sir ma'am ganyan pa din?
Well, in the Philippines in general, yes, they still use sir ma'am. Hey, ma'am. Pero sa amin, sa company namin, we don't use that.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Meron pa rin ganun dito sa Pilipinas. Okay. But anyway, yung straight ko na boss, whenever he decides or we make a decision, it's straightforward. Very objective lang talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, walang halong emotions, walang subjectivity. Mm-hmm. While yung gay boss ko before, may emotions, but also at the same time, straightforward.
Sabi ko na nga, very emotional
eh. Oo. So may emotions pa din, tapos parang gusto niya chika-chika, ganyan. Ganyan yung style of leadership niya. And based lang din naman to sa mga tao din na mga bosses ko na na-encounter ko. Mm-hmm. Yung female boss ko naman, I've encountered like multiple female bosses na.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this current female boss na very, siya? But alam mo yung caring?
Mm-hmm.
Mararamdaman mo yung care talaga. Very motherly. Oo. Yung parang tipong, whenever she makes the decision, she thinks of the welfare muna of the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba yung impact nito for this group of people, for this business unit, ganyan-ganyan. Mm-hmm. So, mas marami kaming napag-uusapan na options because merong ganong halong parang may parang motherly instinct, kumbaga, I'd say. Mm-hmm. So, yun yung differences. And I think lang though is that yung female boss ko, mas mabilis siyang maapektuhan. Na supposedly, dapat on a specific situation, you have to stand firm, lalo na pag boss ka. And there are unpopular decisions na you have to make. Problem lang is because that's very unpopular and people start crying na when you did you like, for example, you announce that unpopular decision,
mm-hmm.
then you take a step back and cry as well. Alam mo yun? So as opposed to my boss na straight na wala yun na eh, it is what it is, but that's the business goal, that's the business direction, we have to cut people off, mga ganon. I cut people off, cut heads, ganon.
Yeah,
so yun yung experience ko. I'm not sure lang with other female bosses sa ibang companies. Magkakaibang culture, magkakaibang personality kasi. Mm.
Alam mo kasi yung culture. Alam mo na suddenly real kasi alam mo I'm in a profession where it's a well dominated female profession. So mas marami talagang female nurses kaysa sa male nurses. So right. Totoo talaga yung motherly ang mga female mag-decide.
Mm-hmm.
Totoo talaga. Kasi lahat ng mga boss ko that I've encountered, grabe yung nurturing pagbago ka. Grabe yung nurturing to mentor you para mapunta ka sa place where they know that you actually belong. Kaya yung career ladder ko when I started in the UK, masyadong mabilis. Kasi ni-nurture agad ako nung female boss ko. And then, never pa ako nagkaroon ng male boss. Pero lahat nga female and all of them
Ah, really?
All of them thinks differently talaga. Yung, I mean, pare-pareho, yung talagang, yung tipong lahat ng welfare ng buong tao, motherly, diba? Caring. Pero have you experienced any gender gender bias abuse, mga ganyan?
Gender bias, siguro naka-witness ako. But the abuse thing, I haven't experienced anything like that, fortunately. I'm not sure how I would react if I would be in that position na ako yung parang naka-experience talaga ng gender bias. But that one na witness ko on gender bias was on, from a different business unit. So, the lady, I'd call her lady. She's a trans woman. And yung boss niya was an Indian straight guy. And iba kasing culture ng Indian.
Oh,
diba?
Yeah.
Ng iba, very straightforward. Minsan mapanakit talaga sila magsalita. Because that's their culture. And they don't believe in gays and LGBTQ. Parang ganon, in general, sa country nila. Probably because of their religion, diba? Tapos, nag-apply siya for a job. Hindi siya kinuha. Ang feedback sa kanya was objective naman. Pero apparently, yung Indian, chumika dun sa isang co-manager niya. Chinika niya kung ano yung ayaw niya kasi ayaw niya na magkaroon ng transgender or trans woman sa team.
Oh my God.
So nagkaroon ng gender bias. And then nagkaroon ng, I'm not sure kung, wala atang naging case nun kasi parang yung good thing is yung nag-apply, na-offeran din ng other position at the same level sa different business unit pero the same compensation, ganun. Buti na lang, hindi siya napunta doon. Pero it was like, you know, medyo hindi maganda pakinggan. Hindi siya hindi medyo. Hindi talaga maganda pakinggan. So
wait, kung halimbawa, what will be your position or anong gagawin? Will you do differently? Kung halimbawa ikaw yung isang manager na nasabihan na, you know, EJ, the reason why I actually accept that is because I don't want to have a transgender on my unit.
I'll report you to HR. And that's because we have signed an agreement before we, like, yearly agreement actually to confirm that we understand the business conduct guidelines of our company.
Yeah.
And the fact na nag-sign ka nun, you have to make sure you do your part, di ba? Pag nagkaroon, may ganun ka na witness ka, sumbong mo agad. It's your job, di ba? Yan lang yun.
Kasi pag pinalampas mo, no, it will become precedent. Another person will be a victim of that.
Totoo. Yeah. Hindi matatapos.
Yeah. Alam mo rin, last night sa space, may nag-share na ang shinare naman niya. Although I haven't experienced that. Ay, wait. Hindi pala
space din. Space natin.
Sa space natin kagabi, may nag-share na siya naman, he was so guilty kasi hindi niya hinar ang female kasi alam niya ang babae nagbubuntis. Paaalis sa company. So kaya yun. So he was guilty of that. Na naging guest panelist ako sa isang forum about gender. Ang topic ko naman kasi nga I was on a female dominated profession. So yung mga gender biases and all. Walang gender biases, pero ang nakakatawa ganito. Sa Philippines kasi ang tawag mo lang head nurse pagka yung boss. Sa amin iba. Ang female ang tawag sister. Since sister, yung paglalaki ang tawag charge nurse. Sa mga ibang company, hindi na yung tinatawag na halimbawa, sister, ganyan. Hindi na tinatawag. Tinatawag na lang by name kasi tawagan talaga dito by name. Sa government hospital, tinatawag pa din yun, ina-address pa rin yung sister as sister, charge nurse as charge nurse. Sabi ko nga, nakakatawa no kasi biro mo, pagka sa lalaki, pagka sa babae, ang tawag sister. Kung ako yung magiging boss, hindi ako tatawagin na charge nurse. Tatawagin lang ako on my name. Pero pag yung babae, ang tawag sister. Pero pag sister. Ako, tawag lang sa akin name.
First
kasi
name.
Hindi naman nila ako pwedeng tawagin na brother. Parang, doon sa nagtawanan yung mga ano, sabi nila, oh nga, no? Ang ano, na, bakit nga naman ba ganon na ang babae pwedeng tawagin ng address ng isang certain ano na isang noun tama at tapos ikaw iaano ka lang itatawagin ka lang by your name. So ganun yung nararanasan namin ano, but otherwise wala masyado.
may mga ganun lang na uncomfortable lang ma-witness, 'di ba? Pero good thing hindi ko naman siya masyado nakikita. Siguro may industries na may mga gender biases talaga. Like I'd say like sa banking industry specific to BDO. Ay, sinabi ko.
Kakain natin 'yan.
Well, that's true naman. This is not libelous. Pero parang kung makikita mo sa mga branches nila, they don't have ano ba tawag doon na nagka-count ng money?
Cashier? A teller?
Ang cashier. Tellers. They have tellers. They don't have tellers that are male. Lahat ng tellers nila female lang. Oo.
Sa BDO?
Yes, sa BDO. Wala na silang tellers na lalaki. Tellers nila babae. So I think it's a form of gender bias kasi what if the female or the male could also do that? Well, obviously ibang bangko may mga tellers na lalaki, so 'di ba? Pero yung mga babae parang naano sila na pag sa BDO ka and then babae ka, pwedeng mahulog ka teller. Parang ganun. Ang yun yung magiging parang entry level mo kumbaga. Yan.
Oh wow. Ayun. Wala rin transgender.
I think so. I think walang transgender.
Mm-mm. Wow. Alam mo, nagulat nga ako, no, how welcoming BPO company to all sexuality. You can express yourself as who you are. You can dress as to however you want to dress, which is really really good, no? Ang in your company ba ganyan din or hindi?
Yes. Meron kaming sariling LGBTQ team. We call it Eagle. Yeah, we join the parang Pride Month parade. Tapos meron kami mga operations manager, even boss na gays, transgender, trans women, gana.
Oh wow.
Transsexual. Yes. Mm-mm.
That's good. Sana no, yung mga offices na will be more open sa mga equality and diversity group kasi dapat each organization will have diversity and equality. Now, I know we've talked a lot about sex in a different aspects and all that. But I think one of the things that gusto ko talagang tanungin sa'yo is let's take away the gender biases, the male versus female in the society. I wanted to concentrate and let's go back to what is sex all about, the premise of sex, people do it and all. Bakit ba kailangan nating i-normalize ang conversation about sex? Why do you think it is important?
So para sa akin, and gusto ko lang pala talagang sabihin sa mga listeners natin na I'm not an expert on sex, right? So whatever comes out from my mouth are my own opinion.
Expertise ang alam ni EJ.
Oo, yung mga tuwad-tuwad yan yung mga expertise ko po. Pero for me, and the way I understand it, the reason why we need to normalize sex is to protect ourselves then and protect our generation and the generations to come. Kasi marami kasing nadidisgrasya with sex just because people are not educated. They don't know more about sex. They don't know. They just know that it's masarap na ipapasok mo yung titi sa butas. Yun lang yung naiisip nila. And hindi nila nalalaman or hindi nila alam yung repercussions nun. Like sa sakit or if sa heterosexuals, it would bear a child, parang ganun. Diba? So ito yung mga bagay na dapat i-normalize natin. That's why we have to talk about sex na hindi siya tabu na dito sa Pilipinas, lalo na. Diba? I think sa community natin sa LGBT, I think comfortable na ako na people are actually talking about it. But meron pa rin kasing mga generations and meron pa rin mga other communities that they don't really talk about it. They don't believe that talking about it would help. Diba? Mm-hmm. Lalo na yung mga fundamentalists. Other religious groups, they feel like when you talk about it, it's parang against against the Bible or against the will of God. Yung mga ganun bagay, mm-hmm. Diba? But you have to do it. You have to educate your people. You have to educate your friends, your family, even. Diba? Then parang talking about sex is something educational dapat. Of course, diba? I mean, meron din kasi mga times na when you talk about sex, medyo kabastusan din talaga siya pakinggan. Not that kind of talk. Pag tayo siguro, Tony, okay lang.
There's such dapat yung pagka sinasabi siya, yung you use terms that are politically correct.
Correct.
yung ma-appreciate yung hindi malalagay yung, oh my God, ang laswa nung sex kasi ganito, kasi ginagawa mong malaswa yung conversation. When we normalize, I think what EJ was saying, dapat yung kung paano mo siya sasabihin is politically correct yung mga terminologies. And wag mong, pag hinaluan mo kasi ng kambastasan at pinagtawanan mo, the more people think that it's taboo. Kasi dapat,
and it's a joke.
Joke. Ganyan. Meron akong napakinggan na podcast. Siya yung bagong ano, Margie Holmes ng Philippines. So, sexology siya. Ang sinasabi naman niya, sex education should actually start from the start na nagkaroon ng isip yung bata. Dapat daw, pag nag-iisip na yung bata, sinasabi na ng mga magulang na, o ikaw babae, ang yung private parts mo, ang dapat lang hawak niyan ikaw, or ganito, ganyan, tapos yung lalaki, dapat i-explain mo kung ano yung function niya, ganito, ganyan, para lumalaki sila na alam nila na hindi pala tama na hinihipuan ako ni ganito, ni ganyan. You know, kaya nangyayari mga abuse kasi people doesn't know na bata pa lang, lumalaki sila, hindi nila alam na ang dapat lang humawak nito, si ganito, si ganyan. Ala nila, normal lang na hinahawakan, kaya yun, nagkakaroon ng abuse and all. So, yun yung sinasabi niya na dapat daw ninonormalize sa hanggat maaga pa lang.
Totoo.
Kinontemplate ko nga naman na tama pa lang na dapat alam mo na, hey, yan, para lang yan sa'yo or para lang sa ganito. Yun. But I like when people talk about sex kasi dapat talaga ninonormalize siya as a conversation. Hindi na siya. Ang problem lang kasi sa Philippines, where Philippines is a very secular country, no? Maraming religion matters a lot. Kaya nagkakaroon ng taboo and all.
Correct. Ano, kasi dun hinuhugot nila yung values apart from your circle or your family. Parang dun ang gagaling, di ba? Pero, and of course, since dun ang gagaling, church wouldn't normally talk about it, di ba? Like, they don't talk about it in a way na parang it's educational. So, as much as possible, sex should only happen after marriage and it should be sacred. Parang yun yung ano, stand. However, ang modern na kasi yung ano natin, di ba, society.
Yeah.
How do we try to help the community or society understand that sex is happening and that people need to be educated about it? Kasi kung magsistick lang din tayo dun sa Bible or sa ano, di ba, which is not wrong naman, by the way. Baka kasi sasabihin ng mga tao, kaya siya naging tabu kasi kung magsasalita ako about sex, it might go against my belief. Parang ganun. Sa religion ko. Parang ganun.
Siguro nga, one, kasi alam mo yung unwanted pregnancy, it happens naman all over the world eh. Even the most progressive country, even dito, nagkakaroon ng ganyan. Meron recently na feature sa isang magazine na I think if I'm not mistaken, the youngest person na naging nanay was a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old here in the UK.
Wow.
Imagine, progressive country na yan. Meron ng sex education yan, pero nangyayari pa din yon. So, you don't need to be a progressive country to discuss openly about sex. It just needs to be discussed all the time. And para ma-normalize na rin yung stigma and all, yung ganyan, di ba? Magiging normalize na rin natin yung pagbili ng condom.
Totoo. Totoo yan. Kasi sex education part naman yung condoms dun eh. Like, you know, educating how condoms should be used.
Yeah, exactly.
Parang ganun.
Well, friend, is it sex or chocolate?
Sex, friend. Because I don't eat chocolate. I mean, I eat chocolates, but, you know.
And what's the best time for sex for EJ?
Every time.
Anytime.
Anytime,
friend. Ano ba ito, isang kalabit lang, friend?
Hindi naman. Pero I don't think yung libog mo, diba, or your, diba, minsan lumalabas talaga yun eh. I don't think may perfect time siya. Pero if I were to pick a time, I would pick night time siguro. Siguro. Not during the day.
During the day.
Kasi pag nilabasan ka, sarap ng tulog mo nun eh. Oh, at least dire-dire. Diba? Yun eh.
AJ's best position in sex.
Ano, Vilma Santos. Vilma Santos!
Uy, ano yung Vilma Santos?
Victory. Missionary.
Sorry, missionary.
Kasi naka-letter V yun. school. Ano
ako ako sa Vilma Santos. Anyway, I started asking this to my guest about regarding my podcast, because my podcast is called The Rainbow Channel. It's there. If I'm gonna ask you amongst the colors of the rainbow, you can choose one or two or more. What colors of the rainbow that represents you?
Polka dots.
Hindi siya color.
Charing lang. Ang confident pa, no? Polka dots. Hindi. Ano, if I were to pick, siguro blue. Blue.
Blue.
Mm-mm.
It's my favorite color too. But bakit blue?
Green na lang. Hindi, blue, blue. Bakala. It's actually blue. Alaga. Diba? Ang background ko blue. I'm not sure. Like, I don't know how to correlate it to being part as of LGBT, but I just like the color blue. Like it makes me it stables my mind, you know. Parang I don't know. Yun lang. Parang it's beautiful to my eyes. Yun yung color na yan.
EJ, is there any last words you wanted to say to my listeners regarding sex? Anything you wanted to, or you wanted to give them your number or your email? Just contact me.
Email ko ay charing. No, siguro ano lang. Enjoy the journey. Don't be scared when talking about sex to your parents, to your friends, and at the same time then, be very careful. Be, you know, protect yourself amongst others. Protect yourself, because if you protect yourself, you protect others as well. So, yun lang. When you decide on something, minsan kasi pag nalibog na libog talaga tayo, go lang tayo. But, you know, try to be, to take calculated risk. Don't just decide based on what you feel at that moment. Mm-hmm. So, isipin mo lagi. Yun yung mga actually few takeaways ko sa usapan natin ngayon. But, yun lang. And enjoy. You can follow me on my Twitter at ano ba yung Twitter ko? Call me Erwin J. Ayan, I'm your tito from the east. I'm already 37 years old and I fuck really good.
See, this is the reason why I wanted to be the person who can talk about this, kasi you're very comfortable discussing this. Nakakatuwa ka talaga. Anyway, EJ, thank you very much. Thank you for
thank you, Tony,
for joining me, and yeah, I appreciate it. Bye, EJ.
Bye, Tony. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
When we speak about sex, we are treated like aliens from another planet. It is easier to talk about violence and guns than sex. Talking about sex shouldn't be embarrassing. The more comfortable we are with sharing this ideology with our kids, the safer they will be. Sex education is not just about what pleasures we gain from it, but also about sexual health. The aim of sexual education is to foster healthy sex practices. And for our children's sake, the outdated version of the dreaded sex talk has to change. Another exciting episode has ended, and I hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, please do not forget to follow my podcast. My podcast is streaming on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and of course on Spotify. And you can share this podcast to your friends and to your family. And please do not forget to hit that follow button so that a lot of people will be able to listen to my podcast. Till next time, everybody. This is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.